Hey, I'm really, really glad that you decided to meet me, but, oh, jeez, I honestly didn't really expect that, you could make time for me. I figured you'd be busy. I mean, you're super popular and everyone wants to talk to you, and I just, made that small request of wanting to, have a chat, and I don't know. I thought you might just brush me off, but I don't know. You haven't, and now I'm here, and I'm kind of put on the spot. Huh? Oh, well, because I said that, I wanted to talk to you, but I assumed that, that wouldn't actually happen, and so I thought I would just leave and be like, oh well, but now I oh jeez, I gotta tell you what what I said I wanted to tell you, and I am not prepared for that. Okay, well, see, the thing is, oh jeez, well, see, you are, no, okay, we, together, no, not together, no, wait, that is not what I meant. I didn't, oh jeez, I'm not trying to make a big deal out of this, okay? I just, you know what, just, give me one moment and let me collect myself, okay? Oh, okay, you can do this. You can do this. You wanted to do this. That's why you said it. So just just calm down. It's gonna be fine, right? Huh? Oh, no. Nothing. I just okay. See, we've known each other for quite a while right now. Or, I mean, over the past year. And, well, we've worked on a few projects together, and I don't know, we've hung out, and you even invited me over for that crazy party that you had. I'm sorry I didn't get you as big a gift as everyone else. I didn't really know what to get you because, well, I wanted to. The truth was, I wanted to get you, like, several things, and so I was going to, and then I thought maybe that would be a little excessive and maybe kind of, weird. And so I ended up just trying to play it off and, just getting you a card and some money, and I didn't want it to get, awkward or, to, like, get you too many things, and then people would, start talking, and I don't know. Look, it doesn't matter, okay? So, anyway, what I'm saying is we've hung out, and yeah, there was that time I got too drunk, and well, we or well, you remember how that turned out. I ended up trying to tell you how much I liked you, and well, if I'm honest, that thing that I said at that point that you said I said, I don't remember it, but you know what? I guess it might have some bearing in reality. I'm just saying, maybe, not as far as you said that I went, with, the confession, the little part where I, allegedly said that I loved you, but, no, it's more like, geez, it's more like a deep affection, maybe. Maybe it's a just a little bit of maybe infatuation, and I really like that. That I am obviously digging myself into a very deep hole right now, and I cannot seem to just, you know, shut the fuck up. So, see, the thing is, you are a real pleasure to be around. I enjoy hanging out, playing video games with you, you know, and, well, even that time that, you know, we went out to dinner and I kept accidentally dropping my silverware everywhere and my hands wouldn't stop shaking, and so I ended up spilling the water on the waiter, and I had a really good time. I mean, you wouldn't think that I had a good time because I was a little ball of nerves, but just getting to, you know, spend that time with you was incredible. I mean, I mean not like, you know, just like the most amazing thing I've ever experienced, but probably the top two, three, four, maybe. I don't want to put too much pressure on you about this. I just well, you are a very special human, and I am also a human. You don't have to worry about that. I mean, why would he worry about that? So we are just people, and you are just a sweetheart, and you are always so nice to me, and I know that I'm super introverted, and most times I, you know, don't know what to say or do, but you do, and it's incredible. You're like this little beacon of, you know, joy and happiness, and when I see you, I don't know, my heart flutters, and, you know, my heart rate goes up, and I start to, you know, get the sweats, and I get nervous, and I just want to tell you how much I like you, and how much I want to spend time with you. And I mean, sometimes maybe I check your Instagram more than I should, but I mean, you're a very, very, very attractive person, and I just can't really help it that, you know, that I'm just floored by you. Okay, I don't know, just, I said it, I should probably just really just stop talking, but I just can't seem to let that space be not filled with noise because my brain is screaming at me to shut up and I can't. I'm so sorry, this was really, really stupid. I you know what, actually this could be considered an early April Fool's Day prank, so I'm going to just leave, and maybe I should just, it seems you are not wanting me to go. Look, I appreciate that you probably want to offer me some, you know, some consolation prize, but the thing is, I just really, really, really wish that the world would just open up and swallow me whole right now. So if you could just let me... Hold on a minute. That is not the kind of prize or consolation reward. I don't understand. But why? You know exactly what I mean. Why would you kiss me like that? You're just gonna give me these hopes and these dreams, and I just you really need to stop doing that, because I'd I should just calm down. No, I don't think you understand just how embarrassed I am right now, so... Huh? Oh, yeah. I know. I'm exceptionally pale, and just every emotion shows on my cheeks, and I am... You know what? This is not helping. I just... Huh? No. You look, I know I'm not the prettiest girl in the room, or anywhere, really. But, so you really don't just have to, you know, say these things to make me feel better. No, it's really going to do more harm than good. So, oh God, please just come on. Why won't the earth just split and swallow me up? What? You feel similarly? I don't understand. This wasn't in my calculations when, this hasn't gone in any direction I thought it would at all. So, a date, really? I mean, with you and me, together, not just like as a third wheel or, I don't know. Huh? Really? No, I don't understand. I don't. How can you like me? I'm boring. I just sit at home and play video games, and I just watch movies, and I don't even. Huh? You like those things too? Well, yeah, I know that. I mean, we did it together, but yeah, okay, we share similar hobbies, but okay, you don't understand. Like, I know that you are out of my league. There's no better way to put it. So there it is, okay? You are too good for me, and I don't understand how you could, you know. I mean, I'm the nerdy girl that no one wanted to talk to until you talked to me. And what do you mean that I don't need to be this nervous? Do you realize who I'm talking to? You are just, you don't understand just how amazing I think you are, okay? So, huh? So, why don't I just want to hang with you? Well, I mean, isn't it obvious? I've made it weird now, and I don't know how to just take that back, and for goodness sake, could we just, you know, maybe pretend it didn't happen? Like, just overlook this as, another drunken night. I mean, I haven't had any liquor yet, but I have a feeling after this I definitely will. But, huh? You're inviting me in for a drink? What? I don't really think that's a good idea, and I'm honestly not sure why you do. See the, huh? You like my honesty when I drink. You know what? I think a stiff drink would be really good about now. So, yeah. I'm gonna take you up on it. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Okay. You lead the way.